Hey Pinkies, we have
Carlos,
Sophia,
yes,
and we also have a special guest.
Charles here!
Bella.
Yeah. We also have Bella, she's a bit of a cuckoo.
Yeah, these are my neighbours and we're going to do some things today. What are we... Bella's just, I know her, she's a bit psycho. We just got her for a mental asylum. We bought her for $100.
Okay, so we have a list of things to do right now.
No, don't look at me
like
that.
Stop
pulling me backwards like you're going
to
eat me.
Just do this. And you can listen to us doing it. It's going to be super fun.
So fun for you. We're going to listen. No, we're not started the pillow fight yet. You're missing.
Okay, well, we just... Okay, so, yeah, we should probably stop now. But, yeah. So
we're doing a pillow fight today. If you can focus on my voice because it's a lot of background.
So sort of. Okay.
Oh my goodness! This is the most worst intro I've probably had.
All right, we've started recording.
Dynamite is still swearing and it's only PG.
You better not get on my board. This is Bella. She's being mental again.
So we're pillow fighting.
We need it for the rest of the puzzle.
Ow! Not in my foot! I never said...
psychoness again. And she's sort of just doing this.
Just standing there, and that's
strange,
fun.
Yeah, the strange thing.
Don't swing at me with that bomb thing.
All right.
Okay. Everyone take a seat.
Everyone take a seat. Let's go.
Just something.
What do you want to talk about? James don't you don't press it.
Yeah, I was going to press it.
I wasn't.
The whispering.
All right. What should we talk about? All right.
Okay,
let's go around and spread some... Let's tell stories. Funny.
No, let's say tell spooky stories. Like
Spooky.
We're literally in like 5 degrees room with blue lights on, like it's Antarctica, with a little polar bear squishy.
Guys,
I think we can do that.
Guys, can we
okay.
Scary things always good for fun.
Bella, don't mind air conditioning off. We can't. Oh, should we make a fort while telling stories?
Yeah. All right. Let's do that. Okay, people. So we're gonna tell some scary stories, funny stories, whatever.
How about we do funny stories, adventure stories? Because
let's do whatever stories we want.
Okay.
Okay. And we're gonna
Who's going first?
While doing it. Me, please.
Okay.
Best story ever, I think.
And it can be weird and funny stories.
I'm not sure. Don't blame me if this is a terrible story.
All right.
No. I just make it storytelling fort, skinnies. I changed my mind. I'm not going first anymore.
Okay, I'll go first. The person who's telling the story has to sit right here.
Actually, the only candle that works.
Okay. It's an electric one. You know you can have batteries and things?
I know.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, my God. Oh, there's a lot of background. They even can understand what we're saying.
Story first. Oh, you're having LED
Charlie
lights.
Everyone, please be quiet.
Encourage it not to
Charlie's story.
This happened a while ago when I was...
Hey, I had a crush on her and he asked you that you wanted to be his girlfriend and then he said...
Not right now. I'll tell that later. Please, calm down.
So you said in your circle, so make him
strong. Well, the first thing that I would like to say...
You kissed no one, you liked it.
No! How does that have anything to do with it? And that's a Katy Perry song. This one happened was once my teacher... I had like a strict kind of teacher and she had to... We had to... Bella, can you like just let me explain? She goes, And she never let me, we had to like always like eat all of our food. And if she saw any like pieces of food in the bin, she would yell at all of us. So, and she would put the bin in the middle so she could see. She's a bit cray cray. This was Mrs. Cox. And she would put the bin in the middle of the classroom. So if we walked up to it, she would have to inspect what we're throwing away. And it was a bit like, if I don't want my sweaty, cheesy sandwich that I had my watermelon juice has leaked on, I don't
that
think
was
so.
That was one time how I didn't want
lunch. You tell that story. And then I was like, I don't eat it. So we had to like give a good reason why we're not going to eat it. And she let me throw that away because that was just really gross. And then what happened was one day a boy went up with his full cheese sandwich and she was turning away. And he didn't like that type of cheese. It was like he liked the plastic cheese more. I know, but it's really good. And then
it's tasty.
She goes,
it has like so many sugar.
You're like
so
caving me in on this, Dan. But she tells, she's turning her desk. So every 15 or 10 minutes, she goes to check the bin and what's in it. I mean, now I think about it, it's a bit weird. And then,
yeah, she's a complete psycho.
She is. She goes up. She looks in it, and then there's, his name is Alex, full cheese sandwich in there. And all of a sudden, she goes red. And then Alex, like, looks at all of us like he's about to die. Like, help me. Help me, God. And then we all, like, feel so bad for him. And she's like, Alex, what is your reason for this? And he comes up. It was funny. He was a really funny person. She comes up to him.
You're, like, seriously caving us in. Like, we're trapped now,
know, right?
People. We're seriously
how
trapped.
We need an exit of this.
Don't. Okay, let's continue with the story.
He gets on two of his knees and begs her, prays, like literally puts her hand sign up and goes, please forgive me, Mrs. Cox, please. And we're all like, and she goes, yeah, it's all right, you deserve it. And we all like, from then on, we're a bit like scared to like throw it away. And it was just something that I remember. Okay, Bella, you go.
How long ago was this?
This was probably like 4 years ago.
And so, where are you in now?
I'm in year 7.
Okay.
There was this thing which happened a while ago, and it's really quite funny. Like, it's super funny. So much.
I've got a really funny story.
Is it Kai?
No. So guys, my story.
No, Bella, let her speak because.
So basically, I was in year 4. And
that was 1 year ago.
And
that's not that long time ago.
My friend, she said to me, this is super funny. She said to me and
Felicia,
my other friend, that she wanted to touch our teacher's hair. So she went up to him and said, can I touch her hair?
Wait, was it a boy teacher?
Yes. And guess what he said?
That happened in Gilmore Girls.
And guess what he said?
What? Yes.
He said yes! So he bent down and she touched his hair. She raised her hand and then touched his hair and rubbed it.
Was it worth it?
And then she came back to us and like, we were like, did he let you touch his hair? Because we had like gone out for break and like she had stayed in because she had some work to finish.
And she had wanted to touch his
hair. The whole thing, will you and let we me were touch like, your hair?
And, and then we were like, did he let you touch his hair? And she was like, yeah. And we were like, was it worth it? She said, completely, I want to touch his hair again.
What kind of hair was it?
It was like silky. It looked silky. I'm not sure. She described it as silky and smooth. It
looks like one of your friends have a crush on the teacher. Bella, do you have a story? Or can I tell a really funny one?
Okay, Bella, then Charlie.
Okay.
I have
a story that will petrify you from all nannies ever.
Oh, this is... We had her back. Me and Bella had a really bad nanny.
So, her name was Tam, right? Tam.
Tam.
When I was about like 3 years old.
What was her last name?
I don't know. No.
What she was like.
Sounds like one of our.
So one day I didn't eat my less sandwich and says the cheese was sweaty.
Wait, can I like explain the first part? Because you're not letting like.
No, shh. Says the cheese was all sweaty. Because if we didn't eat it all of our lunch afterwards, we wouldn't get our snack. So my cheese was all sweaty. It had watermelon juice all over it. So when she went to the toilet, I threw mine in the bin. So then after that...
No, you told me to close my eyes because you knew I would probably jump on you.
And I told her to close her eyes and she'd probably jump on me.
But I wasn't going to.
But then she went to the toilet, so I threw the sandwich in the bin. So then when she came back, she probably knew that I threw it in the bin. And so she made me pick it out.
Well, she opened the bin.
She made me pick it out and eat it. But I didn't, because I didn't want to. So then I ended up crying the whole afternoon. So that's why I hate that nanny.
Well, she was very mean. Like, if the whole reason why you leave food in your lunchbox is because you don't want to eat it. So she would say, you don't get your 3 snacks at the end of the day if you don't finish every little bite of your food. And we're like, but I don't want to eat it. And once Bella, her watermelon leaked all throughout her sandwich. It was soggy and her cheese was like all melted. Her tomato leaked everywhere. It was just real gross. And she said, you have to eat it still. And she goes, I don't want to. And she was like 5 or 4 then. And I was a bit older, or like 6 or 7. And she goes, but I don't want to. And she's like crying a bit. So when Tam goes to the bathroom, she throws hers in the bin, but tells me, close your eyes, Charlie, because I need to do something. So she froze him in the bin while my eyes were closed. Then Tam comes right back out of there and looks in the bin and says, Bella, is this your cheese sandwich? And she goes, yeah. And she picks it out of the bin and makes Bella eat it. And she says, Charlie, why didn't you tell me this? And I go, my eyes were closed, but I knew what was happening because I just was too scared of her. And then she also smoked cigarettes, so in the car, her car smelled so bad.
No, it was our car smelled bad.
No, her car smelled so bad, and she used to be the worst driver, and she got in an accident. So one day, what if she's listening to this? She got in an accident, so she had like she could park in like a few years ago, but she was totally fine, just because her back hurted a bit sometimes. She could park in the disabled people area, and once in like a wheelchair, yeah. You were, no, I'm just making sure it like doesn't turn dark and it knows I'm like still here. And one day an old man in the wheelchair, you wouldn't remember this, came and she said, no, I'm disabled too, so you can like not park somewhere. Ah, the LED
bug off. Oh, the lights just fell off. Okay, let's just leave this.
Okay, can I tell a funny story? Because Sophie doesn't have one.
Yeah.
So once, this was actually really recently, so it was maybe like 2 months ago.
Move your fat arm, fatty.
Once our friends came over, Charlotte and Will, and we were swimming in the pool.
Australia?
No, this was here. They're like it's my dad's colleagues, like sons, and son and daughter. And Charlotte loves me and Bella because she's like really little. She's like, ah, girls. And then we start a really weird conversation in the pool. So they go like this. So she goes, in the pool, they're like, you know, Will says, you know, one of my dad's friends was born without a butthole. So when he was born, they had to make an artificial butthole from him. And then we were just explaining, should I go into the details? Yeah. I was explaining how they would do it. Like, it's a big mound and they had to incision with a tiny knife, a little hole. And then Will went and Charlotte were like, what if when they incisioned it, a big farts and wet farts and pooey farts came out and sprayed their faces because it's been old in it. And we're like, wow. And then it just has all these weird conversations on how the surgeons would have gave their dad, one of their dad's friends, an artificial butthole. But then we start to go into a weirder one.
Why would he be born without a butthole? Like, that's so unusual. I've never heard of anyone born without a butthole.
What we'd start to discuss what our dream butthole would be. And I personally thought it was the best. Mine was a pink one with diamonds on it that smelled like watermelon. Bella's was diamond crested that smelled like... Oh, mine would smell like white jasmine.
Mine smelled like watermelon.
And then the boy said mine would be blue or green, mix of blue or green, like a brownish green that smelled like rotten snake. And the girl said a pinky purple that smells like bubblegum. Like, I personally think mine's the best. What would your dream butthole be, Sophia?
I don't know.
Think about it. Okay, what do yours be?
Can it be
Yes. And I'm Bella Grouder. I go to JPS and I'm house captain.
Oh, yeah, she's house captain of her house. What's the name of your house?
Well, I actually I just graduated, so now I go to, what's the school called again?
Oh, my God, you're so dumb. James Wellington?
Oh, yeah, James Wellington.
She goes to James Wellington now, and, but I go to a different school because I'm in high school, not primary school, and, So, what would have you thought of? Yeah, what was your dream butthole?
So my dream butthole would probably be.
I love the conversation we're having right now.
It would be like if you shrunk yourself down and went in it, it would be like you traveled to the Arctic.
You
have a freezing butthole.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd freeze your bum off anyway.
Yeah, and it has like diamonds around it. Like you just, and then the surgeon picks up a diamond and stabs it in your butt, and you're like.
Special requirements by Sophie, my car is. This is her at the doctor's. Can you like make it like if you go into it like the Antarctica and maybe stab some diamonds in it? What would yours be?
So mine would be like painted like, so when you walked into it, it would be like spring in the UK, which is really nice. Because it's a really nice season because all
actually,
the flowers bloom, actually, and there
wait,
so
gonna,
many flowers.
I've got a question for you. Who is going to walk into your butthole?
I don't know. Maybe if you shrunk down, you could go in.
Yeah,
if you shrunk down and went into my dream butthole, it would be like spring and there would be so many flowers. Yeah. And there would be bunnies hopping everywhere and really nice birds.
What's going to be in your tummy? Like dead leaves, dead flowers?
Crusted.
Oh, yeah.
Crusted?
Crusty.
Crusted
with crusty, musty peanut butter.
The edges were amethyst.
Amethyst. You know how much it's going to hurt your bum cheeks? They're going to... Oh, the lights go down again. Let me just leave it down. Okay, maybe it's because of this thing. We should probably stop this conversation. How about we go to 20 minutes, which is in 5 more minutes?
Yeah.
That's what I normally do. And then we could do a fun outro. Hey, I've got an idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's discuss it. No way. No, run in my butt. Okay, we're not going to do funny stories. Okay, Sophia, add a contribution to your funny stories.
I don't have a funny
Sophia,
story.
Sophia, the wall.
No, you have to.
You said about Kia or something about Kairos, and you were like, that.
Should I tell that story?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell it. I've got a story too.
What if you tell the story of what you told me last night, what happened to Arthur?
Oh yeah, it happened like Wednesday, which was yesterday, and it was so funny. Thank you for asking, we get that from really so funny. For the boy in my class who did it, and his name's Arthur.
He's actually my friend's brother. Yeah, and he's in my class.
Oh, is he that really bratty kid?
No.
What? Whatever. Okay, and so yesterday apparently he drank too much water and he had an accident in class. Like literally. Yeah, everyone saw it, it went all over his seat and in his pants.
Do you guys know?
What did you do to him? Did they all laugh?
I think they did in their heads, but they didn't want to insult him.
Like maybe
Maybe they were like silent, like
don't want to say anything.
Wait, I have one boy. Okay, there's one boy when I do half. Since I'm in high school, it's a bigger school. We do half half, so half online and half home.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
online,
yeah.
There's this dude called Prithi, and he goes
Kaya.
This is how he talks. He's Indian, and we all laugh. We can't help it. It's kind of like racist of us, but we just can't help it.
After this, you should show them that your American/Indian accent.
Oh yeah, do that. Yeah,
I cannot do an American accent.
He goes, sir, I need help. And he like extends all his letters but makes Indian. Sir, I need help. And we're all like, okay, Brittany. And he goes, but my slide isn't working. And we're like, you're cool. And then he goes, but sir, I need help.
Curse, do them your American/Indian accent.
Okay, so I cannot.
Does it start?
I cannot do an American accent. My friend can do a great impression of an American person.
Come on, you should get to the bit.
But whenever I do an American accent, this is how it turns out.
Do it.
Hello, I am American.
Even be like that. Look,
yeah,
okay.
I know.
Guys, okay. Did you see the volume of this? Normally my like sound bars only go up to here, but now it's like crossing that whole thing.
The lights keep falling down.
Yeah.
Should I tell him about Kai? Should I tell you about Kai?
Okay, sure.
Oh yeah, there was this
Kai, the goggle boy.
Okay, we're the gecko boy at summer camp.
Oh yeah, we have a gang.
No. Listen. Can I tell half? Can I tell like?
No.
Can I tell who he is, please?
No. I'm gonna tell.
Who's this boy?
This is my story. So he's a boy that we met in the Seychelles.
Like
he's English.
We don't like
us. We don't like.
He came from the UK and he had to go 11 hours on a plane.
And he never won
Cara
goggles
before. Looks like Goggle
and
Guy. Cara Rose likes Goggle Guy.
I don't.
Cara Rose. Relish. And so he's probably younger than me.
Yeah.
And
stop.
So it's really funny. Goggles. So he's never worn goggles before, but he's gone underwater before. And then he was learning how to dive when he left. And then so we were swimming around, and his dad,
Sophia. She was like younger than me, but older than Sophia.
It's a he, Cara's. I'm telling the story. And so he had never worn goggles before, so his eyes always hurt. And he said to his dad, "Daddy, my eyes hurt." And he said, "Try my goggles." And he said, "If I have to," and then he put them on.
That's the best accent ever.
And then he went underwater with his goggles on, and he went, "I can see!"
He came up and screamed that.
"I can see!"
It was like so funny. And then we went silent. And we were like,
"That's so
funny."
Sophia and his dad all burst out laughing. Like we were all like in hysterics. We like couldn't stop laughing for like at least an hour.
Wait, okay guys, I've got something to do. Okay, this is not intentional, but I just thought of it. Okay, we're gonna go up in like singing notes. Who wants to do the lowest note?
I'll do the highest.
Okay, yeah. And then you wanna do like medium? Which one do you wanna
I'll do?
The next lowest, and then I'll do like the second highest.
I'll be the highest.
Okay, no, go like. Do that, okay? No, don't do that. Okay, you're doing the highest, okay? Go it. Bella, actual singing,
no,
not
I'm
like
doing
a Minecraft zombie. Yeah, I know, go. No, it goes.
Yes.
Wait,
amazing.
One more thing for you.
He's for you.
Don't.
Keys. I'm a Minecraft zombie.
Minecraft. Okay, so we just had a Minecraft zombie walk in.
Now let's
and we're like fighting him right now. So
yeah,
my
fort.
Check out my previous episode because I did this funny thing. They were like reacting to French words and I had to do that, and I like kind of rated all the photos that they used. Like for the lunchbox, one of them was so bad. It was like, "Ew, who wants that crusty little lunchbox with brown bread and just cheese on the sandwich with an ew thick orange juice on the side? It's school. Give your kids some water, booty hole."
Okay, so listen to that episode and see you next time. Bye.
Wait, no, it's French for me. Don't press pause.
Bifty, don't press pause.
Okay, wait. I can't seem to find the songs on this.
How
but
about we break the fort?
Yes, let's smash the fort. No. For the last recording episode.
Ow!
You're pushing my head down.
Yeah.
You're pushing.
Yeah.
Okay, no, don't pause it.
You're not pushing my fort.
This is your mum might get annoyed. Your mum might get annoyed, or your dad. So you might want to wear headphones for this.
Yeah, and don't like
we should
wear
have
headphones.
Said that earlier.
Don't wear headphones. How are we supposed to? They're in their ears, and they're like, "This is the loudest episode I've probably ever had." Okay, do you want to do some spiritual humming, and then we can like
no pop.
Okay, calm down. Oh, you just knocked down a whole fort. Okay, now we need Bella. Oh, the next floor fell down. Don't kill poor Sophia.
Freedom.
Run. Calm down, people. Let's do some spiritual coming. Okay, put the device. Wait. Just put the device in the middle. Put the device in the middle, and we're all going to come and do some spiritual coming. Bella, do peacefulness. Sit there.
Nummy, nummy, num, 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 num,
I'll point to, no, I point to every people, and that's when you start hum numming them. Bella.
Bella, go first. Okay, it looks like we're starting this pillow fight again.
What?
Vodka.
Okay, bye. Everyone say bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye. Hope you had a really good day, and I would just like to say,
Okay,
but now I have something important to say. Happy Mental Health Week and donate to breast cancer since it was Pink Day a few days
ago. But what if they don't watch it this week?
What?
What if they don't watch it this week?
No, Mental Health Week is like a thing. And then
just donate to
breast cancers all around the world. Like both of my grandparents were affected by breast cancer. No, both of my grandparents and both of my great grandparents were affected by breast cancer.
Yeah. My uncle actually died because of breast cancer.
How does your uncle have breast cancer?
Because he got
which
cancer.
Which one?
Chris.
Chris. How did your uncle get breast cancer?
Caught breast cancer and they tried to get it out, but it was too late. So
how did he get breast cancer if he doesn't have breast?
I know how he died there.
He got some sort of cancer.
I know when he died.
Yeah, okay, he died of breast cancer.
So should I say how he died?
He got some sort of cancer.
Just
donate to the breast cancer.
Make sure to donate and
have a good day.
Happy Pink Day.
Bye.
Watch all my episodes. I've done some storytelling episodes too, which was more like I'm reading a book. So if you want some relaxation, go to there. Bye.